With Montana News, I'm Sophia Stewart Rossi. Montana Governor Steve Bullock today issued a directive allowing counties to conduct an all-mail ballot general election in November. Kevin Trevlin with YPR News reports.
Bullock said during a press call, it's increasingly unlikely the coronavirus pandemic will subside enough by November to hold a traditional polling place election without serious risk to public health.
It only makes sense that we start preparing now to ensure that no Montanan will have to choose between their vote or their health.
County clerks and recorders asked Bullock to allow counties the option to hold an all-mail ballot election to avoid crowding and increased exposure to the virus. They said it may be difficult to secure polling places for a traditional election and that hundreds of election workers would sit out due to health concerns. County election officials made a similar request to conduct the June 2nd primary by mail. Bullock agreed and issued a similar directive then, and every county opted in. The all-mail ballot primary, the first in Montana history, saw record turnout 10% higher than the last presidential primary election. Bullock said mail ballots for the general election will go out October 9th. He said Montanans will still have the option to vote in person in all counties. For YPR News and Report for America, I'm Kevin Trevlin.
A Canadian company says two people working on the Keystone XL oil pipeline have tested positive for the coronavirus in northern Montana, but work on the project will continue. Calgary-based TC Energy told Yellowstone Public Radio that the first pipeyard worker in Phillips County tested positive at a local clinic on July 28th. Testing on six close contacts found a second worker with the virus. Native American tribes and others along the pipeline's 1,200-mile route have raised concerns that workers could bring the virus into rural communities unable to handle an outbreak. Montana is planning to send up to $20 million of federal coronavirus relief dollars to its public universities to support reopening efforts this fall. Kevin Trevlin with YPR News reports.
State Commissioner of Higher Education Clayton Christian said during a press call with Governor Steve Bullock, the university system will prioritize rapid testing, quarantining, and contact tracing of symptomatic individuals.
Our research and consultations have led to testing strategies that focus on trying to keep individual cases from turning into clusters and to try and keep clusters from turning into bigger outbreaks.
The commissioner didn't have an estimate as to how many students and faculty will be tested each day, though he said Montana State University will process results around the clock. Bullock says there needs to be a 2 to 3 day turnaround on test results. Christian said the university system is also working to boost testing capacity for asymptomatic people. He said testing is only one component of coronavirus safety and that students must also socially distance, wear masks, wash hands regularly, and self-screen daily. For YPR News and Report for America, I'm Kevin Trevlin.
You're listening to Montana Public Radio.